This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Business Podcast, and I'm excited today to be joined by Chris Salyards, who serves as the Executive Director at The Harbor. We're going to talk to Chris today about a numerous amount of subjects, but before we get into that, Chris, would you take a moment and introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what The Harbor is?
Yeah, so my name is Chris Salyards, Executive Director, and I've been with The Harbor for 8 years. Of them as the ED. The Harbor is an organization providing homeless youth services to young people between the ages of 12 and 24 who are homeless either for reasons of runaway, lockout, abuse, neglect, parenting. Those are our typical reasons for youth becoming homeless. Our services range from an emergency shelter, providing up to 3 weeks of continuous care to young people, transitional housing for young people who need longer-term care and support before they're ready for complete independence and self-sufficiency, and apartment-based housing support for young people with kids or young people who successfully launched from one of our other programs.
Awesome. Well, going along that vein then, can you talk about some points of pride you have in The Harbor and working in the organization?
Yeah, we're very excited to be able to provide low barrier access services for young people. We get kids from out of state, out of country, many local kids who need that safe, caring adult. I believe that the organization has a very developmentally appropriate focus for our young people. We provide services through a lens of trauma-informed care, as well as high accountability for kids so that when they get here, they know this is a place where I have to work because no one else is going to care more about my future than me. We've done several things since I've been here. The first thing was that we recognized that we had low utilization of our shelter and we couldn't figure out why. So I met with some kids and they told me that their experience getting to the Harbor was very difficult, and they sort of outlined that for us. So from those conversations with the kids, we launched Harbor 24/7, which is a text for helpline and social media channels for kids to find us. Within the first 6 months of launching those channels, we actually quadrupled the number of kids that we'd served over the previous 10-year average for the entire year. And that was over a six-month period. So it was great to know that kids could actually find us. We've started a capital campaign to rebuild the shelter because our shelter is an aging building. It's over 100 years old. It was a residential farmhouse when it was built, and we've used it for many, many years, but we've outlived the space both in the program that we can offer, and as well as now that we're seeing more and more kids come through it, it's taking a beating. So we launched a capital campaign and we are back in full swing with that campaign.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you are doing some fabulous work and really, really helping out the youth of not only the area, but all over the world. So that's fantastic. So kind of looking forward to the future, what are you most excited about for the rest of the couple months of 2021? And what are some projects that you're working on that get you excited about the future of the Harbor?
Yeah, so we've slowly transitioned from what I would call a very small, hidden, not-for-profit to a forward-facing, community-based organization where kids are finding us now and our services are becoming more impactful for the communities that we serve and the kids that we provide help to. We are excited to launch a trafficking survivors house. Through COVID, we actually grew our services by two programs, which is unusual. I know, but we were provided a grant as seed money to sort of kick off this new trafficking survivors home. So we're super excited about that, being able to provide some very, again, going back to that developmentally appropriate services for kids in our age group. We are looking forward to starting the strategy for opening drop-in services to really round out the service platform that we have for young people. And we're exploring expansion possibilities into Lake County with a partnership with the Lake County Housing Authority. So we're very excited about the various projects that we're involved with.
That's amazing. It sounds like the work you're doing and the things that you're working on developing are just going to further your mission, further help the youth of the area. So that's fantastic. My last question for you today is, how can people learn more about the harbor and what you're doing and all the things that you're working on?
Yeah, so people could go to our website, which is theharbor.org, theharbour.org. And most notably, our other website, our microsite, which is harbor2020.com. That's a highlight of our capital campaign. We stalled our campaign when COVID hit. All of our efforts went to funding the organization operating costs. And in January, we had an angel donor provide us with a $300,000 match to kickstart the campaign again. And from that, we actually were spotlighted on CBS most recently, which is a nice preview of sort of why we're building and what we need to continue to succeed. And so both theharbor.org will give a nice overview of who we are, what we do, and where we do it. And harbor.2020.com is a laser-focused view of the project and how that project will cement our services for the future.
Well, that's just wonderful. Chris, I want to thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker's Business Podcast. It's been a pleasure to speak with you and about the work you're doing, and it's just been absolutely fantastic. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.